At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Dustin is an old friend of ours, does a festival called Songs for Soldiers. Dustin is a veteran and has a heart for veterans and does a ton to help them out and to raise money. And Rach has been with me, I think, every year we've done Dustin. And she said, is Dustin coming in next? I said, yeah. And she's like, he was just on. Like, it's it how feels it feels. Like,
well, it just feels like this whole year has gone by quickly,
so
I guess.
Fast. Yeah, I can't believe it's been a whole year again. So good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me. Seriously.
What's the date this year?
We are next weekend, so we're not Labor Day weekend. Getting out ahead of it here. Yeah. Give people a chance to plan. We're September 5th and 6th. Historically, on the Friday night of the gig, we usually go country.
Yeah.
This year, the agencies have been pushing this guy for a long time, but we have Craig Morgan.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit older, like Travis Tritt era, but also a veteran and still in. He rejoined. So he's like a chief warrant officer in the National Guard and still touring musician. Yeah, he's having a good time with it. So he's really solid. So he'll be Friday night. And then Saturday is more of our normal format, how we started in 2013 up through now. But we do still have a headliner Saturday, and the Wallflowers actually are playing. And they're a solid band. Jimmy Griffin and the Incurables are going to do an original set as direct support. And so... my band, Daisy Confused, the Yacht Rockers, Kent Earhart's coming over to play some blues. So, yeah, Saturday's the all-day gig.
Having played in a million of these, this one is my favorite because it's so easygoing. Everyone's welcome. There's kids. There's 90-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's affordable.
Yeah, totally affordable.
It's just
great. For sure. Yeah, we're one of the last shows. I pay attention to this stuff closely. I mean, it's if you're coming just for one day, it's a $30 general admission. If you're coming, if you want to come for the whole weekend, it's $50. But the coolest thing is, if you want to bring your family, kids under 12 getting free. And a lot of people bring their kids to their first concert because we're in a smaller town, 15 minutes from here in Columbia, Illinois. But big city production. It's by no means, we don't slough off on anything.
Not at all.
And so, and then veterans obviously getting free. And so they can just claim their free ticket online. But yeah, it's a you bring your lawn chair. You can get a 16-ounce Budweiser. Or a Maker's Mark or Jim Beam cocktail for $6.
Come on.
I would love for that to be $3, but at least it's not $23 like the Shed.
No one is going to complain about a $6 drink.
Not this day and age.
No,
yeah,
that's great.
No, not at all.
So I see country music. Being a musician, I get it, but it's never really gotten me.
Same.
What has it been like for you, like seeing people react to these country artists?
Country's huge. You know, usually we have a few more tickets sold on Friday than Saturday.
Yeah.
The country's just a big market in our area. Pretty veteran, obviously, a pretty veteran-friendly genre. And, you know, I will say this too, you know, not just Songs for Soldiers, but I do large event production for a living. So I do quite a bit of talent buying throughout the year. My hat's off to the country artists. Anytime a client was like, book a country artist, I'm all in because they're from the lead singer artist, the popular guy or girl, all the way down through the Monitor World guy. Very nice. They're literally
the hockey players of music.
Yes. Dude, that's the best way to put it. They are absolutely the coolest, easiest genre. And then when they come to a town like Columbia, I think a lot of them came from towns like Columbia. Right. There's been years, Dave, I love this, but my dad has taken crew members and band members, never like lead singers, fishing at a local pond.
That's cool.
We had Travis Tritt 1 year, and dad got his fiddle player back at 8:20 p.m., and he had to hit the stage by 9, and they all smelled like bass. He's like, this dude didn't want to leave. I was like, I get it, Dad.
That's great.
So it's different, you know? Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So Song for Soldiers, raising money. What do you do with the money? How do you help?
Yeah, the other best part, obviously, is, you know, we've been around since 2013. Here we are in 2025. We are still 100% volunteer ran. So nobody gets salaries, nothing like that. And I have about a solid 10-person team that meets once a month, twice a month leading up to the event. And then we have over 300 volunteers that join the team to pull off the show, admissions, beer sales, you know, merchandise, all that stuff. So what's really cool about the show, and thanks to our huge sponsors, our show's covered. So if you buy a $30 ticket, that's going in the
that's
pot
your donation.
To help veterans.
Nice.
Yeah, sponsors, we have the same sponsors, a lot of them on our list. Are huge. So 100% of our show's proceeds, just like in 2013 when it was, gosh, Petty Cash Junction, Magic Robots, like we still have that going on, and I think it's super cool. And what's awesome is here we are now. We spent over $1.5 million now on over 1,000 combat veterans and their families. So we're still doing the work every day. And a quick example, if a veteran is in need, most of our veterans are referred to us through the VA at this point. All over the country. Mm-hmm. And so if it's a mortgage payment, for instance, we then pay that mortgage holder. We don't give the veterans the money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
As another level of, you know, transparency, because we're blue collar, man. We're super blue collar. Mm-hmm. And we always have been. But yeah, that's a pretty cool thing to say after Absolutely. 12 years, you know?
What is it like, having never served? I've spent so much time, as you know, mm-hmm. around veterans, but I didn't serve.
Right.
So I see it like country music. I see it,
yeah.
But I don't feel it in my stomach. What is it just knowing that you did your part?
For me, in the political landscape of the country, I don't really get into the whole flag waving veterans part of it. That's not my style. This is my experience. I'm speaking on behalf of me. That's it. But I just like the fact that I can say that I am in the league or in the locker room, or I could be with these same guys, like these World War II guys. You know what I'm saying? These
100%.
Guys, that generation to me was just so intriguing because they didn't do a year-long tour. Like, we knew we were going to Iraq for 12 months and then we'd get home. Just gotta get through it. Those guys went over there in World War II and World War I. No end in sight. You come back either dead or if we win. And what I thought about that generation that was so cool was they all also came back and just made new lives for themselves. And I know we had a booming economy and things were different than they are now. But those guys were just, and their families, and then the women back here that just, everybody jumped on board. I like the fact that I can say that I am on that alumni. That's where my deep pride probably comes from. My service? Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
Okay. Yeah,
total
and I know, sense. You know, I was in Iraq. It's not like that was a World War II situation. Let's just call a spade. But I guess my pride would be like, well, at least I went and somebody else didn't have to. You know, so I hang my hat on being
it's
able
a great
to
great explanation.
Say, yeah, I don't know if that makes sense.
We were talking last week. You know, I'm playing baseball again, and Wheels is Mr. Baseball.
Aren't you going to go to your fifth year in college coming up? Did I just hear that?
He turned me down on the air.
Well, I mean, the clock has run out, but I think you should file an appeal
with
the NCAA.
They just don't have enough NIL money for him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I do come with a pretty hefty price tag.
That's a pretty good point.
Although I only bat once.
Although if you bring clients to the table.
But we're talking about baseball, and I mentioned just sort of offhandedly, I didn't mean it to be a thing at all, but I said, I never once played catch with my dad. Not a single time.
Okay.
It's because when I was 16, I was playing baseball and chasing girls. When my dad was 16, he was in the South Pacific.
Yeah.
He didn't have a childhood.
So he lied to go in.
He did.
They found my grandpa drunk at a card game, which wasn't hard, and had him sign something saying that he was 18.
Okay.
Like a lot of guys did.
A lot of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's crazy. Yeah, that was a different generation. But I try to carry myself like those guys. You know what I mean?
And you know what you just said? I never thought of that, though. We're sending you somewhere you can't even conceive, and you're probably only coming back if we win this thing.
Yeah.
And people don't realize how close we came to not winning this thing.
I had at least a calendar circled to get to, and there was plenty of times where I didn't know if I would get back home, but I don't know. Anybody that's seen Band of Brothers or the Pacific, like, that's a different... And same for these Vietnam guys, man. Good Lord. Being in a jungle, mm-hmm. in an unpopular situation, yeah. I can relate to that, too. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
It's different times.
What was the toughest part of your deployment?
Toughest part of our deployment was losing guys. We in one attack alone, lost two. And another one was taken POW. And this was in 2004 to 2005. So we're talking fresh, right, into the Iraq war. And you all remember, like, the Al Jazeera videos,
yes.
right? The hostage videos.
Yeah.
And seeing Matt, I was in the attack with him, and I fortunately got out of it. I was only one out of six trucks, out of 26 trucks, to get out of it. And I think 11 American civilian truck drivers were killed. I mean, it was brutal. So seeing somebody that you were with alive, Al Jazeera, was really, really bad because, you know, no man left behind, right? That's what everybody says. And when you leave somebody behind, it sucks. And then, unfortunately, another video came out about a month later into June that year, an execution video. But it was too dark, too grainy for the military to, like, say for sure it was him. My personal opinion, it was. It looked like him. It looked like his shoulders, his build. But they didn't find his remains until 2008, and we came home in 2005.
Wow. So everyone's different, but how do you handle that? Do you just compartmentalize it, and I'll think about this when I'm back in Waterloo?
No, I think that, I guess, if selfishly what I'll say, that was bad to see. But I think you asked the hardest part. That happened on April 9th, 2004. And we didn't have any vehicles to get back to our camp. So they popped us on a plane on Easter Sunday. And we flew back, and our unit didn't know where we were. Right. And so, cause we were stuck in Baghdad, but, the hardest thing was that next mission. And I want to say that next mission was within 3 or 4 days. And, this was right when all the insurgencies had picked up a year after we had taken Baghdad. Al-Qaeda in Iraq had started getting into the Western cities like Fallujah and Ramadi. And you probably remember all these names huge headlines. And we had to get back out on the road. And I tell you what, dude, that was the scariest. I was more scared, I think, on that mission than during that bad attack that we lost Matt and those guys, because I've never been that. I was shaking.
And you just go back to training?
I don't know.
You just got it through
just
it.
Get in the truck and go. And then I was cool. I leveled out after that, and I actually, you know, I was a gunner in a turret and sometimes driving, but I was fine. But that first one, I would have liked a baseball, maybe taking one off the head from a pitcher. Yeah. That next at bat, yeah, you're scared. And that was my selfishly most scared moment, I should say.
Yeah.
If I had to pinpoint one. But yeah, it just sucks when you lose. It sucks.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if you guys would like to help out veterans like Dustin, you can do so by going to see a really cool festival, not this weekend, but the weekend after the 5th and 6th, correct?
Yep, yep.
And yeah, it's in honor of my birthday on the 6th.
All right. Yeah. And we have free parking. It's all, everything's, you know, even our ticket fees is like, we don't use Ticketmaster. It's like $2 or something for, you know, so I promise you, if you come, you'll come every year, and it's a quality event, and looking forward to getting you back there.
Yes,
so
next
we'll work
year,
on that. Let's do it.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey, at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Anytime I talk to someone who's been in combat, I just hang on every word.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
It's just, and Dustin's such a good guy, and he's so, you can just tell, he's so honest and self-deprecating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, we can all imagine being that scared, but we've not been through it.
You think you can?
Well, I don't know. I don't think you can do it accurately.
Like, you try.
You try.
Yeah.
But I just don't think our bodies have ever reacted like that.
No, I don't think so.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think so.
You know what's so interesting is several times during that discussion when talking about his experiences, Dustin was like, well, selfishly, it's like, dude, you are
nothing
the
selfish.
Least, there's nothing selfish about right. what you're saying at all. Like,
yeah.
Just so incredible that he's been through this and now he's turning around and helping others. And yeah. Songs for Soldiers is such a great event. I encourage people to check it out.
Yeah. And, you know... Not to just crap on my generation, but you have Dustin, you have my dad, you had people who came over here and did the friggin' Oregon Trail, and we got our panties in a bunch because Cracker Barrel changed their font.
Well,
yeah, but a lot of our generation did those things too.
True.
Guys I went to high school and college with were Marines and things like they're there. But yeah, I mean, when you think about just in general day to day things that people get worked up about,
yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, and these guys are over here, you know, signing their lives away for however many years, depending, you know, obviously every one of them is going to be different in how long they're in.
Yeah.
And you know, there are jobs where you're like, I'm not going to be getting shot at most of the time, but then there are other jobs where you're like, I'm probably going to be getting shot at a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and then we complain about some company changing its logo like it matters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have my fantasy draft tonight.
Oh.
Nick roped me into being in his fantasy league. Michael Kelly's in it.
Nice.
Nick's
fun.
Brother Jack's in it.
Do you know what pick you have yet?
Eight. No. I have six out of eight.
All right. So it's only an 18 team.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a good team.
Everyone will have a good team.
Yeah, you'll have a good team.
I don't know anyone's name.
Six is an okay spot to pick.
I no longer know anyone.
Yeah. Oh, well, then go by the rankings.
Yeah.
Just don't take a quarterback too early.
Right.
Don't take a kicker till the last round.
Yes.
Take your defense in the second to last round.
Okay.
You can take a defense before the last.
You can, but you don't need to. Not in a league like that. You can stream a new one every week against the bat. Just pick the team going against the Browns. You'll be fine.
Don't listen to him. He's crazy.
Yeah. I stream defenses every week, so maybe you don't want to do that because you don't want to, you know, put in, it takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to pick a good defense, but I wouldn't do it before the near the end of the draft.
National Toilet Paper Day.
TP.
Pretty important.
I'm a Charmin girl myself.
I do not have a brand.
Oh, interesting.
I do. I will not go with the cheapy stuff. Mm-hmm. I've done that too many times. So, like, you know, Charmin or who are the Bears? Are they
That's Charmin.
They're Charmin.
Okay. I actually buy Charmin in spite of the Bears. The Bears bother me.
Because they got poop on their butts?
Well, it's just like, what are we doing with this? What is the story you're really trying to tell with these Bears?
I totally get that.
Yeah.
I totally
remember
get
the
that.
Commercials? Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Oh, yeah.
Like how weird that was.
Mm-hmm. The most pedophile-y guy
who ever
lived.
Some grocery store dude like, don't squeeze the toilet paper. Who squeezes toilet paper?
Me. This guy.
Was that a thing back in the day? It was like people walk around just going, wah, wah.
Why do you squeeze it, Andrew?
Feels good. Feels good to squeeze.
So you're the guy he was talking to.
Yep, I was the problem. Yeah. I mean, if that commercial was made after 1990, I guarantee you he was talking about me.
That commercial's in the 70s.
I don't squeeze toilet paper, but I've been known to slap meat.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dave can't judge. He's a meat poker.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man, I used
to poke. Find me in the cold meat section. I'll be slapping on a rib roast or some ribs. And
I'm not a slapper, but when I was a kid, I was poked through the packaging on meat and then just leave it.
Horrible.
Damn it.
Okay, I was like five.
That's dangerous.
Let's not go into I was horrible territory.
I said that's horrible, not you were horrible.
And I didn't know, I didn't think about, because I was, you know, five or six, I didn't, or I don't know, 16, I don't remember. But I never thought about how it was like, like ruining product, and people might have like bought that and then gotten home and realized that someone had
like,
poked a hole in it.
There's holes in it, why is this section dry?
Yeah, exactly, and like when my parents found out, they were quite cross. But I don't remember them paying for it, I think they just ran away. Because when you're standing
oh so near. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. That time of the week. Get to talk to our pal, Ricky Horton. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Dave. Great to chat with you on such a beautiful day. My goodness, it's awesome.
Just picture perfect. So I was driving to KU to move my daughter in on the rainout day, and I got to tell you, between the players and you guys and Joe Pott and me, wow. Was it 4.5 hours or something like that?
It was a long time. It was a long day, and unfortunately ended up with a loss on that day, too. But, you know, it's kind of what we signed up for. You know those days are going to happen, and you kind of get trained for that by playing in the minor leagues because you end up with a lot of days like that where it's just kind of messy schedule, messy travel, all that stuff. So you just get used to it.
So I know we have a lot of guys dinged up and beaten up. And I was saying to Maureen on the drive, can you believe that they play 162 games? They only have like 13 days off. And she didn't believe me because it just sounded too unbelievable. Can you talk a bit as a former player about just how bad that can be?
Yeah, so it's very different than I'm going to go back in the backyard and play baseball when I'm 12, and I'm going to do that every day, and I can do it all summer. Yeah, I mean, yes, you can do that, but this is different because there's a lot of, well, first of all, you're older, but there's a lot of, you know, intensity to it. There's a lot of work that goes around it. It's a much longer day, and there's travel involved in that, and so you have to be extremely careful about how you take care of yourself, and, you know, that's why you always hear players talk about kind of avoiding stuff on the outside and staying focused, and why they use so many cliches, because they realize that's their survival mode to do that. And so, you know, it's not like it's a football because you're not, you know, you're not pounding on each other, but, you know, football plays once a week for 16 weeks or whatever. Baseball's literally every day for 6 months, and it's just a very different kind of physical and mental challenge. That it's more like running a marathon than it is a boxing match, and so that's probably the difference.
Let's talk a little bit about the mental thing. I've never played any sort of, you know, big baseball, so I don't know what it's like to be on a big stage. But I fear that I would just do a lot of pants pooping, like just being at the game and just thinking like, are you kidding me? Some of these guys are like 22 years old and on a big stage and under these like stressful situations. Do they, in your day and now, to the best of your knowledge, affirmatively work on that with you, or is it just sort of you're mentally tough or you're not?
Well, no. Every team actually has mental skills coaches now. It's gotten refined to that. So it used to be that's what the coaches, it was part of their responsibility, but now it's so complex and we know so many things and, you know, you've got a trainer, you've got a weightlifting guy to help you with that, you've got a mental skills coach, and the mental skills coaches are really good and they understand that you're talking about performance, not outcome. That's one thing that they preach. And then they also preach kind of how do you get into your, you know, I'm going to say zen moment. That's not exactly it. But how do you get into that competitive moment when you are alert, you're fired up, you're focused, but you're not too hyper also. I mean, if you're too hyper, that doesn't work either. So there's kind of a relaxed, you know, my college coach used to say relax and concentrate, which I thought was they were opposites. But that really is what you get to, where your body's relaxed, but your mind is focused.
It's been a fascinating thing, Ricky. You know, we talked a lot over the course of the year, not just with you, but like the managers talked about it. Mo's talked about it, like the runway year and certain guys giving opportunities. And two guys that were huge last night have been two of those guys that have really stepped up. And that's Alec Burleson, obviously, who's an everyday player. He's been right there with Wilson Contreras as the most consistent offensive player all year. And then Nolan Gorman, who, you know, the beginning of the year got off to a rough start and was kind of the odd man out on most days, really, when Arenado's playing third and Donovan was off to the hot start. So and Herrera was off to the hot start. It was really hard for Gorman to get in. But since June 1st, those two guys have been right there neck and neck as basically two of the top three guys with Contreras on offense for the Cardinals. And I think in a year where we're trying to learn about guys, I think we've learned good things about those two.
I think we have, and I'm not 100% not surprised about Burleson because he's just he can hit. I mean, I've thought for a couple of years he's the Cardinals' best hitter, and it's just a matter of playing him every day. And his fielding has been way beyond what anybody thought it would be in the outfield and at first base. So, you know, I think he's a core player to me when you start thinking about building blocks to move forward. And Gorman has been, you know, Gorman had the slow start offensively, then he started to hit. And then his defense was slow also, but you know, he's kind of come around on both. And, you know, I just think he needed to get, you know, playing every day, get back into the flow. And, you know, every player, you know, there's a lot going on between the ears with everybody. To Dave's questions, you know, you really got to make sure you're coaching that too, because confidence, I don't care how far you can hit the ball or how hard you can throw it, you still have to be confident to play this game, and you have to play it to be confident.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I thought on the outside, not so much from the inside, but on the outside, I thought there was a bit of an overreaction when Gorman had some defensive struggles the first week. He didn't play a single game at third last season, and he had only played 14 games at third this year before Arenado went on the injured list. Like, you're not just going to jump in and be good at that. Even if you played it in high school, even if you played it in the minor leagues, you have to do something to actually be comfortable at it.
Well, you have to be used to the throw's different. I mean, he played a lot of second base, obviously. That's a different kind of throw. And yes, you have to get used to it. Now, you know, unfortunately, the case was he got thrown into the fire. He didn't get a chance to work with Stubby for, you know, 2 weeks. And that's normally what you do. And so, you know, you just take ground ball after ground ball. Now, there are guys that do take ground balls now. I saw Jordan Walker taking ground balls at third several times on the road trip. You see, you see catchers taking ground balls at different positions. You see, you know, Sejace all over the field. So I think you can work on that even when you're not in the game. But he's had to not just work on it. He's had to play nine innings every day there. So he kind of, it was a bit of a relearning curve, I would say.
Yeah, and then the comparison is Nolan Arenado, right? I mean, like, our eyes are used to seeing one of the greatest ever to do it. And look, I mean, even if Nolan Gorman's going to be good there, he's not going to be Arenado there.
Yeah. So the worst job in the world is to be the shortstop after Ozzie Smith or the third baseman after Nolan Arenado. But, you know, we actually noticed some of that with Mason Wynn being out a couple of games on the road trip. You know, again, not picking on the guys that replace him, but you can see the difference.
Oh,
I mean, Mason Wynn just does things that nobody else can do.
How about that play last night backing up?
Oh.
That was unbelievable.
So unbelievable.
I mean, not only heads up, but like no other shortstop even gets to that ball physically.
Yeah.
So it was responsible because he was in the right place.
Yeah.
It was athletic because it was not an easy catch to make, and it was also instinct because he saw it coming. You could tell he saw it coming.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at the replay on the TV side, and when Leahy started to throw the baseball to Gorman, Mason Wynn was not in the picture yet. I mean, he was running across from his shortstop position. Now, he did say, you know, part of his responsibility is to go to third if Gorman fields the ball. So that's part of him moving that way.
Right.
But he kept moving that way because of instinct.
Yep. Brilliant.
Rick, any insights on what happened with Contreras last night?
I don't know yet. I mean, I know that we heard from Wilson afterwards, and Ollie, they both made some comments that they felt like he was misunderstood what he said, and that's why he got kicked out. I don't know. I don't know if there's a final answer to that yet. I'm on my way to the park here now, and hopefully we'll find out something more definitive about that, and maybe we won't. There's going to be, obviously, MLB will look at it, and that's, I've kind of broke it, guys, into the part A and part B. The part A is, did he get thrown out incorrectly? That's one thing. But the part B to me is a little more problematic for Wilson because, you know, you just can't do those things and get away with it. You just can't. I mean, that's, you know, the reaction was, I get it. I get the competitor in him. And the way I said it post game was, you know, you love people, but you don't always love what they do. And that's what I feel about what he did post him getting ejected, because now the problem, he was mad because he got ejected because he might be out of the game, which he was, but what he did afterwards means he might be out of even more games, and that's what's really concerning.
Hard to argue. I mean, you know, the thing that's difficult in this is I haven't seen a camera angle that shows anything close to being able to tell what Wilson said to the umpire before he was ejected. And it could be a language barrier. He could have said something that sounded like something else. I mean,
I think that's very possible. Yeah. I mean, I honestly do. And if you're in the clubhouse, you're around it, you're kind of used to kind of the variances of languages that go on in it. But I think with Wilson, he could easily have been misunderstood. But again, I think, you know, my grandmother taught me an awful lot of things. She was a big baseball fan, by the way. She loved the Cardinals growing up in New York. She was one of those first people to tell me that two wrongs don't make a right. And I think that probably applies here.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I wouldn't, you know, I hate to guess, but I wouldn't think this would be, if there's even a suspension, I wouldn't think it'd be more than a game or two, and I would guess he'd appeal it.
Yeah, the appeal will be part of the process for sure. And, you know, I have no idea where they'll land on that. And I don't know. I'm not even sure it's going to make a difference what actually happened. I think that's why I separated into A and B, because when they decide on it, they're not going to say, well, you know, they don't care whether the pitch was a strike or not, which, by the way, Wilson said it was, of course, a strike. I knew it was a strike. He said I didn't argue a pitch the entire game, which I think is interesting. He said, I was telling him, make sure you call that for our guys. And that's what he said. And so, again, language, I don't know, but I think baseball is going to look at things separately, not the lead up, but the action.
Yeah.
Rick, it would obviously be different if we were leading the division right now and definitely looking forward to the playoffs. But given our position, which we were just talking to the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens baseball, and he was talking about Tony La Russa did an event for him in 2011 in a similar place that the Cardinals find themselves today and called it that they were going to the playoffs. Given where we are and where things are, what do you look forward to this last part of the season personally?
Yeah, well, that's a great kind of callback to 2011 because, you know, at that time, the Cardinals was that 06 or 11? I'm trying to remember which one it was, but they were out of the wild card by 10.5 games.
Yeah, that was
the Cardinals
11,
were 5.5. It was 11, right. Yeah. And the Cardinals were 5.5 going into the game yesterday. So is it doable? Yes. I mean, mathematically, I mean, it's doable, but I would say it's not likely because you're talking about different teams. You've got a team of younger guys that don't have the horses that Tony had at the time. And I'm not saying it couldn't happen, that they couldn't get in the playoffs. They don't have as big a hill to climb, but they may not have as many soldiers to get there. So I think it's, you know, I think you play it out, you keep playing until it's over. Yeah, and that's what professionals do. But I wouldn't say we can fully compare it to 2011.
All right, buddy. Have a great game.
All right, guys. Thanks.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on Cable X. So, a lot of firsts for me this weekend. You never take it. Maureen and I took a U-Haul to KU, and we dropped off a bunch of furniture for Phoebe and got her moved into her house. And for 30 years now 25, I didn't really start making the boy do all the work until he was about 5 years old. But when Nick turned five, I'm like, oh, you're plenty old to put together everything this family needs. So he puts together bookcases and chairs and tables, and I don't do anything because I have no mind for it. Well, Nick didn't go along this trip. So guess what I did?
You made stuff.
I made stuff.
So you put some of that stuff back together?
I did.
Or was there new stuff waiting for you?
Well, Phoebe had bought some stuff like on Amazon.
Yep, had it delivered, yeah.
Had it delivered.
Yeah.
So I had to like open the box.
Yeah.
Pull out a million pieces.
Yeah.
Had nothing but a drill and my brain.
Yeah.
And the drill was the best part of that.
Yeah.
Because when I don't know about you guys or if anyone out there in the audience, I'm not a stupid person. I'm not an incapable person. But when I look at instructions and screws and wood fillers and things like that, it's like looking at mathematics. When I look at an equation, I see nothing. I got nothing. Now, I didn't work at it, just like I didn't work at building stuff. But my mind, and that's kind of my point. The most interesting part of it is my brain is not wired for that. My brain's really wired for other things. Some stuff comes really easily to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of stuff comes really easily to other people.
Yeah.
So how did you do it this weekend?
I just did it. I like trial and error.
Did you follow the directions or you just kind of wing it a little bit?
I just kind of winged it because the instructions confused me. I look at it and I'm like, okay, I think this goes here and I think this goes here. And I'm looking at the picture. But I never once finished with the right amount of stuff left.
You always had stuff extra.
I always had extra stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine if it's just like a bookshelf.
It'll be fine. By the way, stuff is really cheaply made. You know?
Yeah, that's why everything does.
That's why everything, you're right.
Yeah, everything's super cheap because it's not quality.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like growing up, if you wanted to get a bookshelf or something, that was that was a little bit of an investment. It was like, okay, we'll save up a little money. We'll go do this. Well, now if you can order it off of Amazon for $16, like, yeah, don't be surprised if it's the worst quality you've ever seen.
Tell us about tennis. What's going on?
Talk about
crashing out.
So I wanted to do a little tennis razor's edge if I had the opportunity.
We can do it at a time we have more time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we can also do it right now. We have like two full minutes.
We can just remain silent, pretend like we're sleeping.
That's a good idea.
The next 4 minutes?
No, someone wrote an article about the U.S. Open is happening right now, and the U.S. Open is just so different than the other Grand Slams. It's the final like major Grand Slam of the year. It happens here in the U.S., and the U.S. is just so different. They say it smells like weed at the U.S. Open. That's not something you're going to necessarily experience at, like, Wimbledon, say.
Kind of explains the $100 nugs, though.
Kind of. Airplanes are just, like, roaring over all the time. The crowds are super loud. There have been a couple of instances this year already where the crowd is acting super rowdy. And, of course, the American players love it, like Francis Tiafoe, Madison Keys. They were interviewed for this article, and they're like, yep. Love it. Love the chaos. I'm an American, but a lot of these non-American players have a really hard time adjusting to the U.S. Open. I just think the
that
whole
makes
thing's
it more exciting.
Funny. Yeah, it does. It's fun that it's happening like on home turf. I did tell Dave earlier, just observing the Open this year, I don't know if I'll ever go to it. It was kind of a bucket list thing for me for a while there, but now it kind of feels like mostly a social event rather than a sporting event, which would be fun if I didn't like tennis so much. Yeah. So I think if I do go to a tournament, I'll go to like Cincinnati or DC, something much more low key.
Yeah. Fewer influencers.
Yes, because it is just like a lot of people I see posting about it, like famous people. I'm like, I had no idea you knew anything about tennis. I think they're just getting invited to these parties and showing up, and who can blame them?
What caused my boy to crash out and break his racket?
Well, he lost the match. His name is like Mendeleev or something. I can never pronounce his name properly. But there was also, it was match point, and a photographer walked out onto
that.
The court.
Yes.
And messed everything up. And that was kind of a scandal. That photographer is not allowed back into the U.S. Open the rest of 2025.
Gee, you think?
Wow.
Yeah, he's an idiot. And he went on, he's been like out complaining, and he called it like a lynching the way he was treated on social media. Like, dude, that's really disrespectful and really inaccurate to use that word.
Don't screw up on your job.
Exactly. Like, you would think that if you photograph tennis all the time, you would know that that's a really inappropriate time to walk.
Nothing
out
that happens
court
at the U.S. Open is a lynching.
Correct.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, yeah.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Think
advertising on TikTok isn't for your business, think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.